So he once got up and he said, a good speaker knows that you should always have a very, very brief introduction. And not a long-winded end either. And no middle. That was that. So I don't have a beginning, I don't have an end, I just have a middle. All right, so I'm going to jump right in without the beginning and the middle. Without the beginning and the end. First, I want to tell you, I know Ron's style, I think, is to ask a few questions and then give one big mahalach. I'm not going to do that. But I two things I want to do. One is just one or two ha'aris on the parasha, very quick ha'aris, really. Just so you should know about them, because I think they say this. And then I have one mahalach to share as well. Firstly, B'negeya, we're heading for in Yanei Chanukah, and I'm sure people know that Parshas Vayishlach has a lot of Muslims in Yanei Chanukah. Vayivasa Yaakov Levadoi, Chazal Darshan, what? Lekadoi. He went back for his kad, Levadoi, Lekadoi, and the Chazal tell us he went back for a pach, and that's a pach shemen. So there's a number of Muslims in Yanei Chanukah. This is Parsha. Obviously, you need to tie it in, how it fits into the Parsha. And this Pach Shemen that he poured tack on the Mizbeach is a remnant for the Pach Shemen later on in the base of Mikdash. But obviously he's telling Bia what's the connection to Chanukah. So also you see throughout the Parsha, another connection to Chanukah is because we know that the four basic Maisa, the four Goliaths that Klal Yisrael have gone through in their entire history. You know this, there's Bavel, Poros HaMadai, there's Yavan, and the one we're in today is called Edom or Roim. Okay, everyone knows that. And you'll find the number four coming up in different places. The Chazal tell us the four rivers that come from Gan Eden, and the Vayuchosh of Pnei Sahoim. The Kamal is showing us we find four that are associated with the four Goliaths. Also, there are four major traumas that happened in Yaakov's life. And one was Esav, one was Lavan, one was... anybody else? Esav, and one was Dina. And each one of those represents another one of the Goliaths. We're not going to go into all of them, but the one for Yavon is what, people? Dina. If you look at the whole Maisa Dina, Mechila Vatsayf is mamish the story of Chanukah. The fact that they choose Nivola, the same thing happened, we know that the place is well, they had to live with anybody, before they got married, rather, the Greek officials had to live with them. The whole Maisa, obviously, of the Maisa Chanukah is a Maisa of assimilation. And if you take a look, the whole Maisa is a Maisa of assimilation. Hashem said, listen, you marry our daughters, our sons will marry your daughters. It's mamash a Maisa, kula Maisa, mechila, a slave of assimilation. The Yavon didn't want us to do a bris milah so we could be the same like everybody else. So Shimon Levi did a fakert. They said, you have a bris milah and we'll all be the same. But it's also the same hashva that was trying to be, that they agreed to because they wanted hashva. The fact that it was Rabbi B'yam Yatin is the same idea as what? Shimon Levi taking on the entire town of Shechem. V'chulu. So the whole Maisa Dina is really a Maisa of Chanukah. V'yivasa Yaakov Levadoi also, because the whole Chanukah is the Indian of the place, was able to remain Levadoi without assimilation. We're not dependent on others. We don't have to be sucked into others. But we can remain, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Levadoi, which means he doesn't need anyone. Klal Yisrael also could be independent and should be independent and not have to fall and lose their identity in others. That's the Yivasa Yaakov Levadoi. So just quickly, so you know that this parsha has a lot of Muslim v'cheina for the Indian of Chanukah. My daughter asked me a question when she was 4 or 5 years old. She asked me a question. She said that Rashi says, we all know that Acharos, you know, that the hardest question. You know that, I said that. The Acharos Yivadov, it says that there were 11 children that Yaakov took over the river. So Frek Rashi, we know, what do you mean? Dina Heichan Haisa. The 12th is Dina. Everyone knows that Yaakov was hit her in the box and he's punished, b'chulu b'chulu. So my daughter asked, well, Maisa, it says he took 11 over the river. He took over 12. How can a parent say 11? He took over 12. That's a good question. It doesn't say what Esau saw. That's later on. It says, the Torah says, where the Lashon over here is, so he took over 11. He didn't take over 11, he took over 12. How could it say 11? So I believe it's a Gra. And I'll expound on the Gra, but this is a major insight. So Mamash Yisai to understand. You know, we have Torah Shem Ksav and Torah Shem Al-Peh. What gets the Torah Shem Ksav? What gets the Torah Shem Al-Peh? What fits where? We know you need both. Good, you need both, because Torah Shem Al-Peh is... Rather, what Yavon fought was Torah Shel Peh, because that's the idea of Hischachus, and that was the whole thing that Yavon was locked in, and the V'chul, we all know, that's why the Nitzach and the Chanukah was a Menorah, which represents Torah Shel Peh. V'cheina v'cheina, good. But what gets in the Torah itself? What gets in the Torah about that? So the Gross says, I haven't seen the Russian in a long time, and I don't want to misquote him, but the bottom line is like this. Torah Shemiksav deals with the observable. What you can see, that's Torah Shemiksav deals with. Torah Shemiksav deals with that which is not observable. To the naked eye, so to speak, or to what's observable, we saw Yaakov taking 11 children. Torah Shemiksav tells us there's more than meets the eye. And it's not just on the physical level. This is mamish a yisoid that they use for many things. Why Torah Shemiksav discusses Chveiswas, Mashiach, and Gan Eden, and everything else, it's not in Torah Shemiksav, that's part of it also. Another marshal in Parshas, I think Yisrael, which says Vayichad Yisrael, when he heard about what the Klal Yisrael's victory over Molech, so Vayichad Yisrael, which means what? He rejoiced. He was very, very happy. Zok Rashi, no. Rashi says Vayichad means what? Chadudin, I think Lashon is that what he had like little dimples, prickles, because even though now he was a Yid, but since he came from there, so it still bothered him a little bit that these people were killed and so got him a goosebump, so to speak. The Chayyim, it's Mamasha, it's not care for the Pshat. The Pshat says, Vayichad, he was rejoiced. And Rashi says, no, means he was upset. Which one is he? The Torah is both, obviously. But what's what? The Torah Shemiksav tells you the observable. What you saw in his face was, Zachin for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Torah says. But then Torah Shemiksav says, let's go into a subconscious. What's really going on? In the subconscious, you should know that even though on the observable level, and they're both true, you know, we have a conscious and a subconscious. So on the subconscious level, we're going to this in, not so much. It's like, you know, you look at a desk. Is this desk hard? Yeah, the observable level is hard. Yeah? But you bring out a microscope, and you see things flying all over the place inside, right? The atoms and electrons floating around. That's what you don't see necessarily. So the same thing, the Torah Shemiksav deals with the observable. And Torah Shemiksav deals with the subconscious. When it says Vayavaya Polit, I mean, just so many examples, Vayavaya Polit, to save Loi. So Tyrese says he went to save him. Right? Rashi says, no, he really wanted, he had his eyes on Sarah. And then for Kert, everyone's asked the Kasher, so why was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid the Vayig? Right? Because he went to save Sarah. And Nechta Gatak, he did it for himself. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid? So they say, even if it was a Mitzvah Shalei Lishma, it's still something to be concerned about. In fact, right in this week's parasha, you also see that. Because Yaakov was afraid of Esav, because one mitzvah that he did. And what was that one mitzvah? Kibbutz Avei. According to Moses, it wasn't even Lishma. He did it for himself. He figured if he honors his parents, then his kids will honor him. But that's Azal Malach of that. Who says it was even Lishma? According to some. The bottom line is, Yaakov was concerned for that one mitzvah. It's like over Mitzvah Factor. And somebody went to the Kuska and said, you know, it says in Lishma that if you do the mitzvahs, you get rewarded. If you don't do the mitzvahs, everything blows up in your face. Right at the end of the Eilu. Yeah. Don't you know? I don't do anything. And Baruch Hashem, I'm living a wonderful life. So the Kutzik said, yeah, maybe you're getting schar. You obviously must have read the Shema once to know that. So maybe you're getting schar for reading the Shema once. Right? You can't dismiss the schar of even one single mitzvah. So the Maestro Yaakov was concerned for what Esav did, the Kibbutz Avei. And Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned with what Oyd did for the Shema. That's true. You could say that. But on a deeper level, I think it's a question that Avada on the conscious level, Oig went to save Avdalay. Torah Shemiksav. So the verse says, deep down, subconscious, what was really motivating was he had his eyes on Sarah. I don't know that he knew, oh, I'm going to get Sarah. I don't know if he was really thinking that. But that's, Chazal telling us, he really had Negius. He may never see that, we never see on Negius. But Chazal telling us what was really driving, what was the driving force behind this heroic act. It wasn't a heroic act, he really wanted Sarah, it was all for him. But that's subconscious. That's blown the Torah Shemiksav. So I just, Bechla, I wanted to mention that to you because I think it's a major say in a Mahalach of Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shemiksav. Okay. Kasha, I want to ask you, why is it that people, I'm not saying people in this room, some people in this room, not that way, why are people so fascinated with sports? Okay? Why do we care so much what goes on in sports? Who cares? Why we mamish, we get hypnotized and mesmerized by watching the sports? Why is the whole nation, what is it all about? Or, why do we even enjoy writing? Some people do, some people watch. Enjoy watching a Chveiswas, a good war movie, a geschmack of war movie, right? Or, if an old European Yid, they love watching wrestling. Right, but what is that? What's that? Where does that come from? So the Malum is to say that the emes is that every person is really wired for Mechama. That's Ateva. And we're wired for Mechama. And Mechama is a good tzedakah. Challenge, battle. That's the stuff that life is made of. It's challenge. It's battling. We're here to battle. So most people rather not do that. It's not comfortable being in a constant state of battle. So they'd rather sedate themselves from that and not be aware of that, and they shift the battlegrounds to sporting fields, to the war movies. But in a certain sense, the geshmak they feel is because what resonates with them is that they're somehow involved in battle. Because lemaisa, that's what we're wired for battle. If you take a look, Yaakov in particular, everybody wired battle, but Yaakov mamish particular for battle. From the womb, he's in battle. He's fighting Esav in the womb already. Mamish, he didn't get out of the womb already. He's already fighting Esav. Mitchilasai this battle, and it's not only that. And then he has Esav to contend with, and then he has Laban to contend with. You mamish see mitchilasai. This is a person that's full of battle. You know, Chazal say that, when I mentioned earlier, that Yaakov went back, Vayvasa Yaakov Levadoi, because he went back for Kadoi. So he went back because he left one little pitcher. Actually, I think Ben Bachari says Kadoi, as a pach, he says, not pachim ketanim, which is what the Chazal say, pachim ketanim, small jugs, but he learns pachim shel ketanim. Anybody married here? Pachim shel ketanim, baby bottles. Go back for baby bottles. If you know, you forget your baby bottle, you're in big trouble, right? So he went back to get Pachim Shalkatana. I think it's a better Kai. He went Pachim Shalkatana. But bottom line, he went back for something very minuscule. Very small. So Chazal say that's based on the Maimah Chazal. Chazal say rather that it's based on the idea that by Tzadikim, Chavim Memoinim Yaisim Megufa. Chazal loved their money more than themselves. That's a strange Chazal, you know, at face value. What do you mean they love their money? Chazal loved their money more than themselves. Chachamim rather. Tzadikim rather. Chachamim amayinim yaisim migufa. What's that mean? Also, we find a number of doubles going on in the parasha. Vayira vayetzer, Yaakov was afraid and he was distressed. Hatzleini miyad ochi, miyad esav. And when he does battle with his angel, Ish. So again, the Chazal say, we're not sure, was this a Satan or was this Mikhail? So you find a lot of doubles going on, a lot of doubles. I want to explain what's going on over here. And then finally, in the actual wrestling match that Yaakov has, it says, Vayavek Ish, right, Vayavek, and they fought, they struggled, they wrestled. So Rashi says, Lashon Avak, it's dust, right? And Chazal tell us that this fight, the dust went all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. What does that mean? What does Chazal tell us? That the dust of the battle went all the way up up to the Kisei HaKavod. Well, what's the limit over here? What's to get out of this? So again, l'chayra, the chavim emaynim. We'll start with that, but it's really the same mahalach. The chavim emaynim is a pshat like this. A tzaddik, you all know, and this maybe you heard it. I'm just saying a little clear, hopefully. A tzaddik, everything he earns, even emaynim, even their possession, is through amelus, is through toiling. It's through doing it mamish biyegiya api emes lamita shel Torah with honesty and ethically and measuring, do I have time to do it now or should I be learning now? Whatever cheshbon is, it's done. Everything that he earns is with tremendous toil, tremendous work. Meir becomes chavav, becomes precious to him. Your goof, your body, you got for as a gift. Right? You got as a gift. What tzaddikim find precious is that which they had to earn through hard work. They find that precious. So Mamaynim is for hard work. They don't steal, they don't go any easy routes. It's all mamas with Yegiya Rabba. And so even that little Pach Shemeh is like a trophy to Yaakov. I don't just mean in a heroic sense to be proud of and hang it on the wall. But he sees in that Pach 20 years of Yegiya, 20 years of labor. And Emes Alev, Alpi Emes Lamito with honesty. And Mamela, that's Chavav to him. Because it's all part of the battle. It's all, what's precious to him is because it represents what he earned through battle. He earned in a hard way. It doesn't happen easy. And if you do it honestly, and you do it api Torah, then it becomes chavav, because it's part of the battle. We know that this battle that Yaakov had many faces. And that's why he says, Hatzilei miyad achi, miyad esav. So he's my brother from esav. Two different battles. the battles that a person has are in two areas. There is clearly that which we know we can't do, that we battle, the genius, the temptation. And then there's in the area of Dibrei Rishus, which seems to be okay. And that's a different mahalach, a different mechama, a deeper level mechama. And Chazal says that even though he said Hasulei Mi'arachim Mi'areisav, he was concerned with both battles, the battle of Esav, which obviously was Dabar Misurim, he was more concerned with Mi'arachim. He was more concerned with the battle that on the surface level seemed to be okay. The battle that Yaakov was more concerned about was in the area of Rishus. No, it's not in Issavah, but not in Klir, you can't Chazal, you can't do this, that wasn't his concern. His major battle was in Dibri Hetter. Some even say that's Pshat. In Lovan Garti, retired Mitzvah Shemarti, so Rashi says, I kept tired Mitzvahs, and I didn't learn from the Maisa Lovan. So, if you kept tired Mitzvahs, so what do you got to tell me that I didn't learn from Maisa Lovan? So, encouraging, if you keep tired Mitzvahs, it could be Menuvah Vishal Chateri. Right? So the point is that Yaakov's Avodah, he still was not questioning the Tariq Mitzvahs, and the Yisrael Ha'etah, but his Avodah was even in the Dibrei Rishus. But it goes right to the net. Later on, the next week's parasha, after he finally gets out of Esav's clutches and everything else, Bikesh Leishav V'Shalva. Vayeshav, Bikesh Yaakov Leishav V'Shalva. Yaakov is ready to enjoy. What does it mean to enjoy? Chasron does not mean he's just sitting in a hammock with his iced tea and read the paper. Or that's what it means. Bikesh Leishav V'Shalva, as far as I say, means he wanted Shabbos the whole week. He wanted Shabbos the whole week. He went to the Menucha Shabbos all week. He went to Shabbos all week. Because Baruch said, as long as you're living in this world, there's always battle. No such thing. Good, I give you Mein Olam Haba once a week, whatever the Chesbon is, fine. But that idea of having Shabbos, the Mein Olam Haza, can't be. This world, you're wired, and this world is designed to give you battle all the time. And sometimes the battle is not growing, but maintaining. Niyala Bahar Hashem is one avodah, but when Yaakov became cultured, you have to maintain where you are, but even a harder battle than that. To get someplace, but care, sometimes because we love battle so much, we're willing to battle. So it's geschmack, we have to battle to get to a point, but sometimes the hardest point is to maintain where we're at. It's fun to say that when he hit him on the Yerech, so we know that there's different spheres and it's two legs, one represents the Netzach. And he hit him on that part that's a remnant from Netzach. Okay, what that means, on one Mahalach, put down that it means, Netzach means Nitzchias, or continuousness. Where the Malach tried to catch Yaakov, but not Yaakov per se, some of his, means his Yetzach Lutzav, it means it comes out of his Yelach, his descendants, was in this area. That even if they have the ability to be Mi'ala Bahar Hashem, They've waged their battle and they've accomplished, but to maintain the nitzchias, to maintain the consistency, to keep the battle going, or to keep what you've earned, to keep what you've accomplished, and to maintain it, that's the heart of battle. And so that's the two angels, the two faces that fought Yaakov, the Satan and Michoel, for the two things. Satan is trying to get you to do Ra, and Michoel is trying to encourage him to go weiter. No, it's Satan was saying, don't go weiter. Stop where you are, you're happy. I'm going to hit the Netzchias. He won't be able to continue. And Michal was challenging him further. In fact, it's not so clear who started the battle. Was it the Malach or was it Yaakov? But Machlokes, who actually started the battle? So some learned that Yaakov was pounced on. Some learned that Yaakov Mamish started the battle because he wanted the battle. Mamish was a little combination of both. Mamish says that Vasa Yaakov Vada, Yaakov knew by staying alone, he was setting himself up for battle. So, but he was inviting battle. But the bottom line is that area of avodah, of not just keeping, and not just acquiring, but keeping, that was the nitzchi that the Satan tried to whack, so to speak, Yaakov by the Yerech, to stop the nitzchi. Yaakov obviously was able to be menatzeach. I have to get away with one gematria. If you take a look, Yaakov gets a new name. When he beats the Satan, he gets a new name. His name is Yisrael. If you take a look, the gematria of Yisrael is Yaakov plus Satan. That is to say, that the new Yisrael is a pshat. He has a Satan in his pocket, so to speak. That he's conquered the Satan. That part of the battle is over. He has it inside of him, and all the energy of the Satan, Yaakov is now able to use in the direction he wants to use it. It's no longer an outside force opposing him. Now he's able to harness the drives of the Satan in a positive sense. Okay, so the Maisa, the reason why we were engaged in sports, the reason why we engaged in battles, is because it resonates. And Yaakov does battle. At the end of his life, he figures, okay, I finished a battle. He never finished a battle. He never finished a battle. Even when he thought he was finished a battle. He understands that the battle is different for different people. When Yaakov asked the Satan, tell me your name, he said, Loma Zatilsumi, don't ask my name. What does that mean? So one shot is that he's saying, I don't have a name. So you think everybody's battle is a different battle. Everybody's battle, everybody's demons, everyone's dates and hurlings are different. To give a name to the battle is saying, this is the Muhammad. Everyone's different. Everyone has their own insaneness. I can't give you a name to the same. Every insane is different. So Lamaisa, that was what Yaakov was. When it says Yaakov was afraid and Vayesa, he was afraid and he was distressed. So Pshat is also, initially he was afraid and he was distressed that he was afraid. Meaning that he shouldn't have been afraid to do battle. That Adarabba, life is about Muhammad, and we shouldn't be afraid for battle. But by Yetzer, he was distressed that he was afraid. Lamais, at the end, he encouraged the battle, he provoked the battle, he conquered the Satan, and he thought it was over already. Big Yishleis of Rishalva, because Bokhus says, no, it's never over. And even if it's not in terms of Yala Bahar Hashem, the Miyakim become Kutcher, that's a huge avoid as well. That's a huge avoid as well. And that's the avoid that the Malach, the Satan, tried to hit the Yerech, which represents Netzach, and that's what he tried to stop. Lamaisa, well, I want to talk about one part of Muhammad. One part of Muhammad. First of all, we said we're afraid of Muhammad. We shouldn't be afraid of Muhammad. And it's interesting, I think the Sferno says this, Gladden. I think the Sferno says that why don't we eat the Gidon Asher? I think it's Sferno, it's a type of thing. Chinuch has this chat, there's many, why we eat the Gidon Asher? Of course, for some of you displaced, when the Malach hit the Yerech, so he displaced whatever Kedusha could have been in that food, so there's no tachzi in that food anymore, because there's nothing left. That's why he said, the Gid Eng by Tam. The Gid Asher doesn't have Tam, there's nothing there anymore. There's nothing Kedusha in there, you can't eat it. The Sferno says, I think, a portion of Pshat. He said the Pshat is, because Yaakov, in a sense, got damaged from the battle. Not him, his descendants. How do you deal with defeat? Throw it to Gid Asher. Forget it. Go fight him. Throw it to Gid Asher. Go fight him. There's another battle to be waged, and you go fight them. Don't let the battle that you've lost yesterday pull you down today. You throw away the Gid Asher, it's a Pshat. I'm not keeping any simonim around what I didn't win. I go fight them. You do the best you can, you battle, and you go fight them. You can't let yesterday's battle, if you lost yesterday, pull you down. But I want to share with you one mahalach, the Pshat that's the Geya in this Kufa, and the Pshat Geya to us in Bnei Yeshiva as well. There's a Medrash Pliya. It's all brought down to the Vayel. It's a Medrash Pliya. It says interesting thing. That Tamidim, it's in Parshas Tzav, the Medrash quoted, that the Tamidim of Rav Yosi ben Kisma asked him, Ad Masai ben David ba? When's Mashiach come? And his answer was, Zeis Tairas Ha'ayla. Medrash Pliya. I almost said Medrash Pliya. Zeis Tairas Ha'ayla. Right? And this Zeis Tairas Ha'ayla is in Parshas Tzav, when it goes over the fact that not only the Parshas Vayikra deals with the actual Hakrav of the Oyla, and Parshas Tzav deals with the Hek, the Chalav, and the Mor, whatever's left over, Zayis Tairas Oyla. And the Medrash actually says, by a different Medrash, Zayis Tairas Oyla, Hama'ulas of Oyla. That the Kerk, the bringing of the Chalavim, the extra, the pieces left over for the rest of the day that you put at night, that's the highest level. So obviously, he asked the Kasha, they're giving an answer. I mean, I mean, they asked the Kasha, when's Mashiach coming? And he answers, Zayis Peretz Ayla, it's Tayyim Beer Ad Mi'oi. What's going on over here? So I feel like this, that the Etzim, he understood from their Kasha, this is the Kasha, when he asked when's Mashiach coming, means that they're barely holding on in Golis, and they don't see a Tachlis for them being Golis. They want out of Golis. So he answers, no, you have to look from the Ayla. What was the oil? That was the stuff that was left over from the oil was the mukhrav at night. Nighttime, and we all know, we learned the Gemara Brachas, that Yaakov was the second Tfilas Arvis. You think Yaakov, who's the Bechir Sheba Avos, why does he get Meir? The nighttime, and it's the only Rishus, why is that? What's that? Why is that? The movies above us gets mired. But the pshat is like this. That even though it looks like the being matir, the halav, and the morim, whatever's left over, whatever's left over at night seems to be just the extras. It's the leftovers. Mom, it's the leftovers, and doesn't seem to be an avoda that's worthwhile. Adrabah, that's the biggest mechamah. They say of Meisav that the Arizal told of Chaim Vital that he has an neshama that's as big, if not bigger, than the Tanoim and Amoraim. Right? Chaim Vital says, how could that be? So he said, look at me, look at them. He said that that's not a raya. He said that in the door that you live in, what you were able to accomplish is more than the door that is accomplishing your job. Meaning, and this is the insight you want to say. We tend to, you know, look at avodah in very black and white terms. We look at what he accomplished, what I can accomplish, and what they accomplished in previous generations, and what I accomplished over here. And what the Rishon LeKishon wanted to say, and what Rizal wanted to say, Chaim Vital was not that way. That Lemaisa, in the Tkufa that we live, and he was saying this 400 years ago, so lots of comment today, in the Tkufa that we live, the Nisraelis are so difficult, the challenges are so hard, the temptations are so great, that what we have to accomplish, just to do a little bit, is greater than what they had to do in the previous days. Chassam Sofer says that could be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes is marich the gullus, he extends the gullus. Why? Because it's so precious to him, the avoid that goes on in gullus. The avoid in gullus, and even though we accomplish, it seems like so little, it's precious to the Eibishter, he's marich the gullus because we avoid him. Pashtesach, we still daven to get out of the gullus because Shkita Begalusa, and it's Saris, Pashtesach. But Lemaisa, in terms of minimizing the avodah pakert, the avodah in Golus is more chavah by the Eibishter. Lemaisa, Rav Yossi ben Kisma heard, when they were saying, when's Mashiach going to come, that they held that they were simply at best in a holding pattern while Golus was going on and they're barely treading water. He said, you're missing the point. Don't think that your posh are just treading water till Mashiach comes and you're not accomplishing, you're just holding on. Pakert, the avodah that you're accomplishing and the smallest things that you can do are covered by the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the most positive, powerful way. And Amela, he says, look at the ma'ula, the ma'ula of the karbonis is when you're mocked there at the end of the night to get rid of the leftovers. The little things, that by the Eibishter, it's so covered by the Eibishter. The avak, the dust that went up the kikse covered refers to the little things that maybe don't seem so grand. They don't seem so great. And that went up. It goes all its chavim at kisei hakavod. It goes all the kisei hakavod. Even the avak of what we're able to accomplish. And that's why he said, Zayis Torah Sa'ilah. Learn from the Oilah. Don't say you're in a holding pattern now. Understand that in Golus, what you're able to accomplish, if the Yid in today's world, where you mamish the Genevas left and right, in white collar crimes, and blue collar crimes, and a person is just honest in his business, and he doesn't pick up the phone and use it for private calls in a company phone where everybody does it, that's a huge avoider today. It's a huge avoider. Gadachanami, 1,000 years ago, it wasn't an avoider. Today that's called an unbelievable avoider. For a person to be honest, with all the schmutz in the street, you don't got to go anyplace. His mamish hits you in the face. You walk in the street, and there's a bus, and this and that. And a person's able to be careful as much as he can. That's a huge avodah. It's chavah by the Eibishter. The avodah in Golus is so chavah by the Eibishter because the mecham is so intense. And Meila, the Chaim Vital's avodah, he said, was higher than the Tanoim. So we tend to minimize what we accomplish. We live in a world that mamish, everything is got to be laid out there for us. And with every taiva we possibly want is given to us. And we're lazy, and we're bali taiva. Spend yourself into the base ledger sometimes. A geshmaka taiva, you learn. Not so geshmaka taiva, yeah, bali taiva a little bit, right? But the emes is, whatever we're able to accomplish, but when a person gets up to davening every day, good, so 500 years ago, the year that was the biggest amoritz, he didn't go to 3 fields a day on time. Today it's an avodah. It's an avodah, but don't dismiss the accomplishment of Shmir Sadarim, of when we talk about Netzach, the idea of maintaining. All of you, Mustama, have your own battles to get where you are today. You got to sit here in the base medish. That's Miyala Bahar Hashem. But the Avoida, beyond that, is not Leisha B'Sham anymore. The Avoida beyond that is Miyakim B'Kham Kutzim. And not to be dismissive of that Avoida, to appreciate that being able to do battle in this Golis, and you keep Sperim, and keep Shemir Sanayim, and keep and because I have eaten and come to davening. That's what I'm, don't dismiss how chavir this is before the Eibush. Why do we have to do it? Good, it's small, but it's big. But we gotta do it. We have to do it. We have no excuse. If this is where we're put, and this goes, these are saying this, and then and good, we're child, we're pulled in different directions. But this is our avodah. But don't dismiss, but attach tremendous importance. And the person comes to time and davening into and to minchah, and comes and he keeps the stone properly. Properly, he keeps it the way it should be done. In this door, that's a huge avodah. But we got to do it. That's our avodah. That's our avodah. And that's the kufa. Ad Mosai, when David coming, Zayis Teres Oyla, to remember the lesson of the Oyla. That even the real things go, the Avak goes up to Shemayim, but we have to remember the Netzach, that it has to be done with consistency, it has to be done continuously. That's the avodah. We're going to end off the Al Nisim, Al Mechamais, Al Tuvais, Al Mechamais, the Sista Vastengu. So good, I understand we thank Hashem for Nisim, for Nafloyis, for Al Tuvais. But why do we thank the Abitur for Mechamais? Al Tuvais, for Mechamais. Glad there was a Nusuch that was Al Tuvais, Shel Ha Mechamais. We don't have that Nusuch. But why do we say Al Tuvais, Val Mechamais? The Tarot is that we thank for the Mechamais as well. The Frat in Nei Chanukah, the Frat in this Kufa, the biggest Muhammad, the most insidious Muhammad, because the hardest Muhammad to fight was the invisible enemy. We all know about Yavan and what they stood for, and they wanted to do everything you're doing, but just don't see the Kedush in it. That's the highest, hardest Muhammad. But that was the battle that we thanked the Abishah for. So we're able to engage in such Muhammad Hashem, we thank Hashem for that as well. That's something that's Jewish, the Tatar of Muhammad as well. Tatar is Zarka Tatar that. May Chanukah, we should be inspired from the Mitzvahim of Chanukah and appreciate that we have to give thanks and appreciate, not to run away from battle, not to anesthetize yourself by looking at Yenim's battle or watching Yenim's sports, whatever the case is, but to embrace battle. That will choose Val Nochama is to embrace battle, because that's what the Chayim Chayenu, that's under a life and Fakir. And even if in this goal is, the battle seems to be a small one, but battling pressure, keeping the story. But Abish says, Chavav Vatniyoy, that's to open the battle, and we should talk about Zerchah to be able to have him suck him. Azagma, Bishim, Mizma, and Bishim.